Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
For me, one of the sweet things about this game called life is the 7-year cycles that we go through, each one designed to set the stage for the next one. From 0 to 7, we are allowed to see everything we came into this incarnation to deal with. If you did not experience it in that period, you don't have to worry about it. It simply is not your issue this time. If you did experience it during that period, still don't worry about it. Just roll up your sleeves and get busy dealing. It is your issue. As I have said before, from the light through the darkness to the light, we accumulate a whole bunch of raisins, quite a few more than we are expected to get rid of in one lifetime. And so, a few are selected at a time to deal with and give forth. Now is the time to take an honest look at what is in your cup so we can get on with the business of atonement. Okay, grab a pen or pencil and let's do some work. We begin at 0 because how you were conceived plays a large part in setting the stage on which you are going to play out an incarnation. Were your parents in love and happy when you were conceived? Were they afraid? Were you unplanned or unwanted? If you don't know, if it is possible, ask questions of someone who might. If you can't find out, don't worry. There are other ways of doing this. What were the surroundings like? Was there plenty of money or never enough? Was your mother present or was she sick, drunk, or absent? How about your father? Who was your primary caregiver and how did you feel about her or him? Describe in detail. Were you the first child? If not, what was the age of your older sibling? How soon did the next one come? If there were several children, how and where did you fit in? What do you know about your health during those years? How about your siblings? Now list every negative thing you can remember seeing, hearing about, or experiencing during your first 7 years. Make separate lists for things experienced with males and things experienced with females. Remember, you will have 2 lists when you have finished this section. When you have completed your male and female lists, see how many of the negative occurrences show up on both lists. For example, your father or other relevant males may have been a drinker, and your mother or other relevant females may have been a smoker. The common denominator would be substance abuse. Your father may have beaten you, and your mother may have constantly screamed and hollered at you. Both are assaulting and abusive. On one side, you may have physical illness. On the other, mental illness. In both cases, there was disease. Understand? When you have finished deeply contemplating what you remember or have been told, you will have an idea of what the issues are that you came into this incarnation to deal with. This leads us to the subject of our next chapter, mirroring.